high school sports is so important to communities, you know, and not just football, but life is tough. I think people need that release.
Friday Night Lights, I mean, there's nothing like it. Yeah, going out there and playing in front of all the fans in your community and just putting it all on the line for your brother next to you and hoping to get a win.
I like to think that we made memories that we'll never ever forget, you know, and things that are, we've shared some special times on the football field, and we've shared some adversity as well. And I think that, you know, that just makes us stronger in the memories that we're going to have moving forward. We like to not talk about politics in our house because I think we're on opposite sides of the fence, which is okay because that's what makes the world go round. And, you know, I've shared my views with him, that's for sure, and he shared his views with me, and I can tell you they're different. I believe the speech that I gave him a few weeks ago, him and his girlfriend, was, you know, we've worked very, very hard in our lives to have everything that we have, and it's hard for me to see others just given things. I think that that people have to understand that, you know, you can be successful in life if you're just willing to work. And a lot of people, I think, is sometimes in the public, is a lot of people aren't willing to work. They're willing to sit back and take a handout. And that's frustrating.
I got to keep myself calm because I definitely disagree. And I mean, I agree that everyone needs to, I mean, you got to work hard to get where you need to go, but equal opportunity is important too. I mean, some people aren't given the same opportunity to even get, even if they work really hard to reach the same place as someone that's given a lot of opportunity right from birth.
You know, we're in a very rural community, and it's not a real diverse community. So I think it's sometimes hard. We're kind of sheltered, you know, in this small community. I don't know how anybody could think right now that we're heading in the right direction. You know, I mean, the division, the constant belittling of each other that goes on in the public with our presidential candidate. You know, I don't know how anybody could think that we're going in the right direction. How do we get it corrected? I don't know either. I don't know that if, you know, the Republicans win, it's going to get better. If the Democrats win, it's going to get any better. I honestly don't see that. Somehow we've got to come together, and I do agree with that.
I mean, you can see people coming together, and you can see positive change happening. I mean, you can see that people are getting together through social media, and they're creating their own, like, reforms, movements, peaceful protests, and stuff like that. I'd say we all have to come together and try and create positive change, which will be difficult to do when this country's so divided as it is, but say it can be done.